We won't name the player involved, even though it's pretty clear if you've seen the video to determine who it is. But Freddie, what's your reaction to what's transpired today and what's being reported coming out of Parramatta?
Well, the person who took the video should go to jail. You know, at some stage, it's a situation where we've just seen Latrell Mitchell being put out for 4 weeks. Obviously, he's been put out because the game's trying to make a statement. At some stage, the government and the law need to make a statement about people videoing things that are illegal. It was none of his business what they were doing in that. If they both wanted to be there, they're obviously testing some boundaries. And it's mostly, you know, I'm gathering their parents wouldn't be proud of what they're doing. But you know what? They're young people. They're testing boundaries and they can do whatever they want within the law. The bloke who took the video is out of the law. So he should be, you know, he should be come down upon heavily. And when they until they start actually doing that, then they're just going to keep doing it. You walk anywhere and people grab out their phones to start videoing. He's just a joke. Mm. So, you know, I think they need to get onto the privacy side of it. You know, whoever else is with him, they're going to cop a lot of attention that they weren't expecting. It's going to be a real stressful time for them. And sure, you know, like Gus was saying, I think players definitely need to think about what they're doing because if they're happy to deal with that stress and pressure, then go ahead and do what you like. But they're going to come under a heavy spotlight. So, you know, they need to obviously, like I said, think about what they're doing. But the person who took the video, they should be going to jail. Yeah. At some stage, the law need to sharpen up and, you know, make these people accountable for what's happening.